Jimmy, I'm still here. Wish you were.
Okay. Welcome. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this? Is the show started yet? Because I had to go to the bathroom.
Yes, the show is starting now.
What are you doing? You're going, you're laughing?
Don't worry about it, Margaret. I'm in control of the show. I got it going on, okay? Way to go, bud. You got the wrong track up again. Anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Are you on the air now or not?
I'm on the air, yeah.
So you're on the air, Phil, right?
Yes, General, I'm on the air. The problem was that this particular track was the wrong version, but it's a pretty good one. That's Dick Dale and the Deltones doing Third Rock from the Sun, and I just should explain, because I like to explain things like this, even though probably people won't know what I'm talking about. But at the very beginning of that record, you hear Dick Dale say, "Jimmy, I'm still here, and I wish you were." Because in Third Rock from the Sun, Jimi Hendrix says, quote, "You'll never hear surf music again." And Dick Dale was the king of surf music in the day. So that's a very sweet little homage to Jimi Hendrix saying, "I'm still here, and I wish you were," you know. Okay.
Well, now, Dick Dale, I remember he played at the Avalon Ballroom.
Nobody wanted to talk about the surf.
Excuse me, Dick Dale, I'm talking right now, but Dick Dale played at the Avalon Ballroom. Never mind.
Yeah, that's not worth getting into.
No, but him...
Well, Margaret, if you'd like, you can talk to me about it. We can sit down and have a cup of coffee or you know...
No, that's all right, General, thank you.
Well, I was just offering.
Okay, so welcome to the program, the world-famous Phil Hendry program. And we're here every night until, should we call it a show or a program? Well, it doesn't matter. We're here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast.
What's the difference?
Well, I think a program is traditionally considered to be something that has a variety of guests on it. So you have your program, and what's on the program, you know? And a show is just a presentation, and you don't really know what it's going to be.
But I thought this may be a program.
Yes, I would say it's a program.
No, I would say it's a show, because I don't know what I'm doing from one minute to the next. I have no idea what I'm doing anymore, okay? I don't know whether it was that head injury.
Phil, you're kidding, right?
Yes, I'm kidding. Okay, guys, a couple of things. Right off the bat, there is a news story from North Korea where the uncle of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-uk or Kim Jong-woo or some jazz like that. I don't know. I forget the guy's name.
You know something? You should know the name. I'll look it up.
All right, well, it's Kim Jong-un or something. It's the son.
Yeah, the son of the guy that was Kim, the guy that got killed.
What guy got killed?
Guy didn't get killed, man. He just died.
Oh.
The guy just died. Kim Jong-il. And he croaked, and the son took over, Kim Jong-something or other. Excuse me. And the uncle apparently was caught in some kind of a conspiracy, some sort of a contretemps, a subversive effort to undermine the government there in North Korea, and he has been executed. And the reason why I bring this up is not because it's any really big news. I mean, anybody that's shocked by anything that comes out of North Korea is, you know. The reason why I bring it up is for any of our listeners out there or any of our viewers on Phil TV and HD, and good evening to all of you guys, who may be considering this to be sort of a curiosity. You know, you think, well, isn't that, boy, that North Korea is really whacked out. Why don't they get with it, you know? I mean, ha, 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 you know. I mean, it's not, I don't think you're acting that way, but you probably think of North Korea as just this oddity, as this thing that's just...
Well, I do. I see North Korea as almost a freak, you know, a freak of nature. If life truly is a circus, that's the freak tent.
Yeah, that's where the freak is.
Well, let me just explain something. If that's the freak tent, at one time, that was the main attraction. If life is a circus, at one time, that was the trapeze artist, the clowns, that was the elephant, that was the center ring. Because while we sit here and think of North Korea as the freaky, weaky, goofy thing...
That was the norm.
That was the norm. That was the world, man. And I only say that because it gives you some perspective. I heard a great saying the other day. The past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. Well, that's true.
Now, what does that mean?
Look, I'm not going to get sucked in, okay?
No, Phil, you can't. You cannot. That's a beautiful quote, and it deserves some articulation.
Yeah, I think you ought to articulate it, you know?
Hey, look at Bud. Don't start, man.
What?
I can tell when you're starting to... The wheels are turning, and you're going to throw a hand grenade in here.
What are you talking about? Never mind there.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're always talking about how you want to articulate stuff. And before the show, you know...
Are you going to let him go on?
Yeah, no, I want to hear this. Go ahead.
Before the show, you said that you don't want to talk about no news story on account of it sucks. Right? Didn't you say that?
No, wait a second.
No, didn't you say that?
Yes, I did.
All right, now there you go. Talk about North Korea. Go ahead. Give yourself enough rope, and you'll...
Hang myself with it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to talk about the whole thing here, man.
Well, Phil, I think you need to explain the past is another man.
No, the past is another country.
All right, I misheard that. I'm sorry. I thought the past is another man, and the present is your wife. What do you think of that?
Oh, I like that. That's
No, you're joking, right?
Why would I be joking? I'm trying to bring this back to the center of the room, if you will.
Yeah, well, what does that mean, General?
Well, Phil said that the past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. And I thought that was melodic. I thought it was very poetic. But I wanted to try to improve on it. The past is your wife, and the present is a cheap creep who's hitting on her. Who's hitting on her?
Would you get him some water, man?
Sorry. Yeah, come on, General.
The past is your wife, and the present is some cheap creep that's hitting on her. That makes no sense at all.
It makes more sense than the past is a, what is it?
No, if that doesn't make sense, the past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. And that's a great quote, because that's really what the past is. The past is this, it's a place that we recognize. It's a place where there's people there, and they're moving around and doing stuff just like we do, but... You know, we gotta, if we want to investigate that world, if we want to live in that world, if we want to go back there and check it out, we have to understand the customs, and we have to understand the languages, and we have to understand the place. You're in a different place, so you have to kind of understand how people act. And when I look at this story about Kim Jong, whatever the hell,
that's not even a guy, man. It's the guy is the other guy.
Yes, it's the man in the... Would you speak English, Butter? Now I know why Phil's frustrated. It's the man that was executed.
Yeah, the uncle of Kim Jong-un. He has been executed for trying to overthrow the government. This is according to the Korean Central News Agency. Traitor, and this is the way that they phrase these things. Traitor Jong-sung Taek. Traitor Jong-sung Taek executed, blared the headline posted by the state-run news agency about the man who, until recently, had been regarded as the nation's second most powerful figure. The story said that a special military tribunal had been held on Thursday against the traitor for all ages, who was accused of trying to overthrow the state by all sorts of intrigues and despicable methods. It added, all the crimes committed by the accused were proved in the course of hearing and were admitted by him. Yeah, I'm sure that they were. See, North Korea doesn't understand that the world is laughing at this. And yeah, we ought to laugh at it, but you ought to understand, this is the way it was, man. This is the way that it was for a long, long time. This is the way it was for thousands of years. Thousands of years!
What are you talking about, thousands of years?
That's the way the world was. See, when we look at this, we're looking at an animal that's about to be extinct. When we look at a country like North Korea, we're looking at an animal that is about to go extinct. And at one time, there were millions of them. At one time, they populated the earth, these kinds of governments. At one time, America, with the exception of maybe one or two other countries, we stood alone against a world that was like this. And like we were saying in the pre-show, it was like walking down an alley and you're the only guy with any money in your pocket. And in that alley are about five or six guys that want to jump you and beat the crap out of you. That was America. We're walking down the alley. And no wonder we had our fists out all the time. No wonder we had we were ready to rock and roll with anybody, because it was survival time, you know?
Well, what about before there was communism? What are you talking about? Communism only started because I looked it up. Communism started when, General?
Communism started in the, communism started in 1918 when the Bolsheviki which is the technical term for the Bolshevik.
The Bolshevik?
Yes, the Bolshevik, but the Bolsheviki is the way those Russians... You've seen Russians. They've got the big beards.
The general's confused.
I'm not confused about anything. I'm looking at people here that are staring at me like I've just come out of a coma.
Well, no. Let's take a break, okay?
What, did you hear what he just did? He went, no.
We're going to take a break here, General, and we'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry show, and we'll continue with the General... The discussion here of commies and the Bolsheviki and North Korea and what was and what would ever be, what is and what will never be.
Led Zeppelin.
Yes, and Led Zeppelin, and we'll probably get on a guest here. We got Don Berman coming up too, folks, to talk about the closing of Hollywood Park, a Southern California, a thoroughbred racing institution, coming up later in the program. Everybody's... What, bud?
I like cowbell.
The song's called Grazing in the Grass. So what do you think is grazing in the grass?
Oh, cow.
Yeah, cow. All right. Anyway, welcome to the program. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, welcome. World famous Phil Henry Show. You know, when we say that we're world famous, we're not just whistling Dixie.
Larry.
It's an expression, okay? Well, let me just get 5 seconds into something without you going, huh? What? Really? Huh?
I think you really ought to just close him out of the studio, make him sit out there with the general, and feed the general Nilla wafers.
Well, now, hold on for a minute. Why do I have to sit out there?
What I mean is when you go... Never mind.
When you go out there, General, I think she's saying.
Well, I've got my Nilla wafers. I've got the banana pudding. What more do I need?
True.
What's so funny about that?
Malcolm?
No, but this one here was laughing.
It just is funny when you said that.
Said what? When I said that I had my Nilla wafers?
Yeah, when you said you had a Nilla wafer and banana pudding, what more do I need? Mr. Henry laughed at you.
Well, I can see that, Dick. When I saw him laughing, my question was, why?
It was funny. It was funny. When you said, what more do I need?
Well, you know something, Phil? I'll tell you a little secret. At my age, it doesn't take a lot. All I'm asking is that you humor an old man.
General, I'm sorry.
Now you upset him.
I didn't do anything on purpose.
I'm just asking you.
I'm sorry, General.
What are you crying for? I'm just an old man.
Okay, why do I not believe you?
I don't know.
All right, so on the line with us from Channel 19, we have now, I guess we can talk to him now, because we were going to do a little background here on the whole commie thing, because we're talking about what happened in the country of North Korea over the last 48 hours, actually the last 24 hours. This happened Thursday night Korea time, which it's Thursday night here on the West Coast, and it's Thursday night on the East Coast of the United States. So it was many, many hours ago, you know.
I don't understand. So it's yesterday there now?
No, it's tomorrow there now. Why would it be yesterday? Why would it... See, this is where we get lost, bud. Why would it be yesterday?
Because... Now, think about it, ma'am. You said it was Thursday when they executed him, right?
It was Thursday when they executed him, yes. So why would it still be yesterday?
Because of the international dateline.
Right, the international dateline is a fantastic thing, man. But they're not going from Thursday to Wednesday. They're not going, it doesn't happen that way. It's now, they're on a regular clock. We're all on a regular clock.
Then why does it say that you go back in time on an international dateline?
If you're traveling, for instance, if I am traveling from Korea to the United States and it's Thursday night, I'm traveling back to the United States. It's probably, let's say it's Thursday afternoon in Korea. I travel to the United States. And now it's Wednesday night. See?
What?
But I'm not going to sit here and give you a lesson, okay?
Listen, Dickman, hold on for a minute. Dickman, you're not that stupid, so quit screwing around. This is General Shaw speaking. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. I can't...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain.
No, it ain't hard to explain, and he can understand it. Okay?
Well, you traveled from the Orient once, Phil, didn't you?
The Orient?
It's an old term, but I like to keep it alive.
Well, a lot of people think it's racist.
I beg your pardon. No, it isn't.
Yes, a lot of people think the term Orient and Oriental is racist, okay?
You really love that word, don't you? You love spitting it in my direction, don't you?
Well, I think it's kind of funny. I think it's funny, Margaret, when you walk around and you think you're the epitome of egalitarian views, and you come up with a term like Orient, and I'm sticking it in there a little bit.
Sticking what in where? Excuse me.
He didn't mean that. He's talking about sticking it in and breaking it off.
Yes, and so what makes that any different?
Because it depends on what you're sticking in, doesn't it?
Would you get my husband, please?
Go ahead, get him. I don't give a damn.
What do you mean by that?
Margaret, sticking it in means a knife, okay?
Well, how am I to know that?
Because of the breaking it off part.
Oh.
Still want me to call Frank?
No, never mind.
All right, so Don Berman, Channel 19 News, is going to join us here, and we will discuss very briefly, of course, the contretemps there in North Korea. And then we're going to get into the closing of Hollywood Park, a longtime institution in Southern California. And if you're a racing fan, a horse racing fan, you know all the great tracks, and you know all of the great thoroughbred plants, as we like to call them. I grew up in a city with one of them. I grew up in Arcadia, California, which has Santa Anita Racetrack and Hialeah and Gulfstream and Belmont and Bay Meadows and, oh my God, it's just Pimlico is.
What are you trying to say, Phil?
Yeah, Phil, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
All right. Well, it sounded like you were stroking. Excuse me. You go blah 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 blah.
Pimlico is what I'm trying to say. Don Berman, Don.
You're trying to find the name of Pimlico. Yes, that is where the Preakness is held. And that is one third of the wonderful Triple Crown of horse racing, which is the Kentucky Derby. And that is at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Hold on. You went down this road, so we're going to take it all the way down to the end of the road. All right? You started down this road. We're going all the way to the end to where they sell the pop out of that warm pop machine, and there's a dog with an infected ear, and all the things that you...
Yeah, okay.
What is that?
Something I've said to him once.
Bill was telling me about going to the Delacroix in Louisiana, where he encountered some people that frightened him. They frightened him very deeply. And I was trying to explain to him...
Well, they didn't frighten me.
Well, you said they did. They were all shrimp boat people. And they were outside of New Orleans. If you ever saw Southern Comfort, you know exactly where I'm going.
Oh, okay, yes. Now, you're talking about the Cajun and the Creole people that haunt the swamps south of New Orleans. Is that it?
I didn't say that I was scared. I said it was a very different environment. That's all.
Well, yes, General. That's exactly what... And he was talking about people that looked to be malformed. They were shrimp boat people. But according to Phil, they look to have one arm shorter than the other.
No, I never said anything like that.
Well, then what did you say about them looking like something out of a zoo?
I didn't say that at all. I said that they looked very different. I mean, I didn't say that they were malformed. I didn't say anything. I just said, you know, they were kind of... The thing that struck me was that we were that close to New Orleans, and these folks were, you know, you're only talking 30, 40 miles from New Orleans, and it's like a different world.
Well, what were you... You said something along the lines of... I'm sure that evolution passed them by because they're cut off from society.
When did I say that?
When I was talking with you, Phil, about these very people. The Creole people, the Cajun people. Excuse me for a minute. I'm having a peanut butter sandwich. Is that all right with you?
What's that?
I'm having a peanut butter sandwich. Is that all right with you? I'm very hungry. I'm getting ready for a meal.
Of course, if you're hungry.
Well, you don't want to get low blood sugar.
Right.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret. You said that it was a pocket that seemed to have been bypassed by evolution, and that even the moths and the house cats were bigger and...
I don't know who you could have been talking to. It wasn't me.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds ridiculous. It sounds like quasi-science.
Well, I was talking to, might have been one of the guys in the newsroom. Oh, you know who I think it was? It was Mr. Martin, who is... L. Ron Martin has taken over the radio station, or the TV station.
Well, then you're going to have to take it up with L. Ron Martin. I hope he doesn't come over there asking for cappuccino again, or whatever that stuff is that he drinks. Phil Hendry's show, we're online here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News, and we're going to be talking with him here in a moment about the... we're going to be talking with him here in a moment about the God, I'm blanking out, man. What's... Oh, about... the closing of Hollywood Park. Why am I...
You know what, Henry, if you would... How you doing, Don? I'm good. You know, Henry, if you would just spit it out and... if I'd been talking, then... How are you, sir? You talking about me? No, I'm not, sir. I'm talking... Hey, Eddie, come here. I got 40. Come here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Is he gone?
Yes, he's gone. But if you'd been talking to me and I was talking to you, he wouldn't have come near me because he would have seen that we're doing a show. All right?
Okay, hold on for a minute. I apologize. I was trying to find that song, and never mind. I was just...
You know something, Phil? I think you need a vacation. I think you need a long vacation away from here, all of this.
Right. And it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Just to let you know, Don Berman has decided to get the hell out of the station, you know.
Why is he doing that?
Because he's sick and tired of Don L. Ron Martin, who is the owner and general manager of Channel 19, just took over, as you guys know. I say just took over. It's been a couple of years, but every time we're on the air with Don from the newsroom, L. Ron Martin comes over.
Well, the man is very rude with that espresso machine of his. How much coffee he can drink, I don't know. I'm watching the way you drink coffee, Phil, so I know the human body can take a lot, but...
Well, this is espresso. This guy's dry. I would never even approach the intake of caffeine that guy experiences. So Don has gotten in the car. He's going to go down to Corky Downs, which is a local night racing track in the L.A. area. I think it's down near Los Alamitos, as a matter of fact. And he's going to call us when he gets there because he needs to just to get the hell out of the office, and that's fine because we're going to continue our discussion here of the events in North Korea, and then we will be discussing the closing of Hollywood Park with Don Berman. I think probably we should just finish out the hour.
Yeah, it's fine. Just do it. Go.
Now, come on, Mr. Simmons. Don't tell me to go.
Well, you know, Phil, what do you say? We're burning daylight?
Yes, Phil, it's...
You know, I'm explaining some stuff, okay? And I was actually asking your opinion.
My opinion of what?
Should we or should we not?
Yeah, I say you should.
Yeah.
Okay, then we will bring on Harvey Weierman, who will talk about the whole North Korea situation, which I think is fascinating. Also, our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Oh, and our website, philhenryshow.com, is where you go for your backstage pass, which is a subscription to our website. Now, what that gets you is direct access to our radio show without going through any middleman. You get an access to our archives, which are almost, they're over 5,000 hours. And we're going to have to redo that number because we've got thousands and thousands of hours of radio on our website. It's, we think, the biggest archive of a single radio show anywhere in the world. We also have our videocast archive. We also have a variety of different videocasts we've done down through the years, a variety of different interviews that we've done, a variety of different television pilots and television projects that we've been involved in. It's pure radio, baby. It's the best possible radio site. It's all about the content on the show, and it ain't about nothing else. So join us over there at Phil Henry Show. .com. Harvey Weierman joining us from San Marino, California, actually on his way home now from the office. Harvey, good to talk to you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Phil. Thank you for having me on your program.
And General Shaw is here.
Harvey, how are you doing?
Hey, General, I can't complain. They got the old men in here tonight, huh?
Well, yes, they do, and better show for it, because I think we add a perspective, you know. I said, I think we add a perspective.
I have a hard time hearing him.
Well, you can speak up.
Well, now I forgot. You asked me too many times what I just said, and now I've forgotten because I'm further and further away from the event.
Well, I understand that. You know,
you said a perspective. You guys add a perspective.
Yes.
I add a perspective.
Yeah. What's that mean?
That's what you said. All right. Harvey,
let me think of it.
Harvey, did you see what happened in North Korea?
Yeah, I saw the news. I'm looking here in the news briefs about it. It's par for the course for those crazy maniacs over there. You know, what are you going to do? The only way you're going to get rid of a slob like that is if the army raises up and the army, you know, takes over. Now, the North Koreans, let me explain something, Phil, so that there's no missing
what are they missing?
Well, what somebody tell you what they're missing? What you're missing is you can't, you don't.
Well, never mind what they're missing then, Harvey.
What's that?
Well, then never mind because you can't think of it.
Well, think of what?
What are you talking about?
No, I know. The North Korea, what you're missing is the following thing. The North Koreans, if they hate anybody, they hate the Chinese. Now, you may think that the North Koreans kiss up to the Chinese. Of course they do. They have to. The Chinese tell the North Koreans what to wipe with. Whether they're using the can, and you know, the North Koreans don't do anything without the Chinese, okay?
But that's why they like them.
No, you're wrong, Dickman. They don't like them. The North Koreans hate the Chinese because for centuries, century after century after century, the Chinese if it hasn't been the Chinese, it's been the Japanese overrunning the Korean Peninsula, okay?
All right, so that's a very good thing to know. So the Koreans, much like the Sicilians in Europe, have been the subject of frequent conquest.
Yes, that's a very good example, Phil. Surprisingly good, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that is very studious, Phil.
It is. I'm blown away, too.
Okay.
Well, Phil, you're not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree.
All right, but I think I did a good job there.
Yes, you did a good job. Someone get him a cookie.
All right, take it easy, man. Otherwise, I'm going to start taking you guys seriously. Then I'm going to get angry. And then, well, you heard me yesterday with the whole, you know, the machete, and I'm being tased on the driveway.
Yeah, Harvey, yesterday Phil threatened us, saying he was going to cut us all up.
You did, huh?
Well, I sort of intimated it.
Good for you.
How dare you?
Now, come on. Let's listen to what he's got to say.
Yeah, I was called on this program to say something, and I'm going to say it. And here it is, Telly Savalas. No, I joke because I love.
What does that mean?
It's like showbiz patter.
Come on, Harvey, please, just spit it out, will you? So you talk, because you were getting into something really interesting. The Chinese have overrun Korea.
Yes, the Chinese have overrun Korea. The Japanese have. So the Koreans, you know, if they overthrow Kim Jong-un or the guy's name, that means the army is in charge. Now, the army doesn't know if they're going to be able to withstand the influence, if not the actual armed invasion of the Chinese. Understand something, that if the Chinese consider North Korea to be vulnerable at all, the Chinese are going to come in the same way the Soviets went into Eastern European countries.
Okay, so the Chinese would interview.
Chinese would interview. No, you'd go interview them.
I mean the Chinese would intervene in North Korea if what happened.
If what happened, I just said.
Didn't Phil, he said the Chinese would intervene in North Korea if the army had to step in. The army's afraid that if they do step in, the Chinese will, they'll be staring down the barrel of a Chinese shotgun.
Yes, that's if that's what you're saying, General.
Yes, I'm not a general. You are.
Oh, my God, I'm the J.A. What are you?
I'm a lawyer. Wow.
Oh, okay, yes. If that's what you're saying, lawyer.
You can call me Harvey.
I'm sorry. If that's what you're saying, Harvey, I agree.
Yeah, okay. So,
do you need some sleep or something, General?
No, I'm fine. I feel good. I feel fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, here's what I'm saying, I think you understand. That the North Koreans, in order for them to take out this Kim Jong, whatever the hell, and this intrigue that was taking place, of course, there's another side to this. There's another side to this. Maybe this guy... this guy they executed was doing it at the behest of the Chinese.
Well, you know, I mean, the Chinese, what would the Chinese gain by getting rid of this guy in North Korea? The Chinese, I think the Chinese like what's happening in North Korea. I think they like the status quo in North Korea. not because they want to necessarily see people suffer, but because it gives them the illusion or the reality. It gives them the reality of control. It is a little, you know, the North Koreans are this threat. They're always talking about missiles. They're always launching missiles. People are over, you know, here in the United States. The Chinese probably think it's hysterically funny watching Americans running around holding on to our asses every time those guys shoot a missile off.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And the Chinese probably laugh themselves sick every time we get freaked out by a North Korean nuclear missile, you know. So maybe they want that status quo. And with the Army upsetting things, you get the Army in control, and you don't know. It becomes a military occupation, and that is not necessarily ideologic. That's simply the military. Now, yes, the military in North Korea is indoctrinated into the Marxist, Leninist, Communist manifesto and the Das Kapital, you know, the Leninism, all of that commie stuff. And they know their commie, the military over there knows their commie backward and forward, up one side and down the next, okay?
All right, so the Army, if they're ideologically indoctrinated, they take over the government, they're still a communist government.
Yeah, ostensibly.
Aha, ostensibly, but in reality.
Well, in reality, it's a military dictatorship.
Aha, but then ostensibly.
Yeah, and then ostensibly, it's commie.
Okay. Then we already got both of those sides of that, so we don't have to go any further.
Okay, I see.
Okay, hold on. It is Harvey Wireman from his car, and sounds like he's on a stockyard somewhere or a rail yard.
What was all that gear grinding I heard?
Yeah, it sounds like he's down near a boxcar.
You want to buy him a boxcar?
No, he's not at a boxcar.
Well, this is going to sound ridiculous. He's not riding a boxcar home, is he?
No, he's in a car, man. He's in a car. It sounds like he just went by a train. All right, we'll be back with Harvey Wireman as we continue discussing the North Korean, was it an attempted coup, or was it just another day at the office for the Korean leadership when they execute one more person, another human being who was apparently trying to, or at least was plotting or trying to foment a military coup, or perhaps just a civilian uprising and replacing of the present regime. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, Don Berman on the closing of Hollywood Park. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Don's on his way over to where? Corky?
Yeah.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Harvey Wireman with us here as we continue discussing events in North Korea. We have Don Berman next hour on the closing of Hollywood Park, one of the premier horse racing tracks. And Don himself, a big racing fan, so it'll be interesting to talk to him and get his perspective on that. I just heard that today, as a matter of fact.
Where did you get the news?
I was actually looking at a post by Ted Ziegenbusch.
What is the man's name?
Ted Ziegenbusch is a well-known L.A. radio personality. He's a music a disc jockey on the coast here in Los Angeles.
Well, what in the name of God, and is the name Ziegenbusch? Is this what he calls himself?
That's his name, you know.
Well, why didn't he change it for showbiz purposes?
I think it's great that he kept his real name.
There's also the possibility that is a showbiz name, that his real name is Bill Pryor or something, you know.
Yeah, I suppose, but I doubt it.
Well, that would be... So you're telling me, Harvey, the man's name is Bill Pryor, and, oh, I think I'll change my name to something showbizzy. And he changes it to Ziggin.
Ted Ziegenbusch, maybe. Well, I dare not say.
Don't you dare say what you're going to say. Well, I might as well say it because no one's asking what he was going to say.
I don't want to hear it, okay? And I know what you're going to say. It's Jewish?
Yeah, maybe he changed it to a Jewish name.
Wait a second, you moron. How do you know that? Ziegenbusch sounds kraut. I shouldn't say kraut. It sounds German. Now, yes, there are German Jews, but that doesn't sound like a German Jewish name. That sounds like a German jerk. It sounds like a Jewish German name, but not a German Jew. Well, it doesn't sound to me like it's Jewish. Let's just start there.
Well, does it sound German?
Now, it does sound German, but it could also be Swiss. You see, I found out something the other day that there was a Swiss. A guy that I thought was German was Swiss. You know, and that kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Okay, what about it?
What do you mean, what about it?
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. That's enough. And a guy, you think a guy's a German and he turns out to be Swiss? That's like going from thinking the guy's the Prince of Darkness to the guy is an elf sitting on a Christmas ornament saying good morning to you with a little hat and a feather. You understand?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying I knew a guy.
No, we know you knew a guy that was German, and you found out he was Swiss.
Yes.
And that somehow rocked your world.
Yeah, it rocked my... Are you ready for this, General?
Well, I'm not clear yet, but I'm ready to jump on your side as soon as I understand what you're talking about.
Oh, is that right? Listen to me, and listen good. The guy was a German. I thought he was. Then I found out he was Swiss.
Okay, and then what?
And then I felt relieved, and then I... What do you mean, and then what? Then I sat down, I went, oh, God, thank you. I thought I was dealing with Hitler, and instead I'm dealing with the Swiss winemaker. You people really crack... I think you're serious. You actually are serious. You're that dumb.
Look at Harvey, I don't know what is motivating you here.
Are you that dumb?
Am I that dumb to not understand that when you think a guy is German and then you find out he's Swiss, that's like going from Hitler to the Italian winemaker?
Yeah, the little old winemaker me. It's like going from Hitler to Geppetto there. Okay, does that help you?
Oh, okay, I understand that. All right, and Geppetto's Swiss.
Yes, he's the guy that made that Pinocchio. You remember that, don't you?
Well, that wasn't real, Harvey.
Yes, Harvey, do you think that was a real event?
No, I don't think it was a real event. What I'm trying to tell you...
Will you calm down, man, because it sounds like you're going to have a stroke.
Don't ever tell me to calm down when I'm wound up. Don't ever do that. That'll make me get even more crazy. When you tell me that reminds me of my daughter. She'll say, oh, Dad, calm down. I'll say, okay, all bets are off. Now I'm going to have a stroke. Now I will have a stroke. Don't ever say calm down. When I met this guy...
Well, who was the guy?
I don't know. I think he was a client or something. You know, a guy came in for some pro bono charity, some bum. I didn't mean that. I mean,
So people that look for pro bono work are nothing more than slobs.
No, I didn't say that. You guys got me so crazy. The guy came in, and he says, yeah, Val, I got, you know, he's doing all that German. I said, yeah. I said, now, and I didn't ask him anything. I asked his name, and it was one of these names, you know. It was like Manstein or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be Jewish on account of the Stein part.
No, not necessarily, brain surgeon. Not necessarily. So he goes, yeah, and I said, okay. Now I find out, I see the guy's name, and I said, and I checked with Johnny White at the Bar Association. I said, I got a new client, and I want to get you do a little nosing around. Where's this guy from?
Well, why were you nosing around about the client?
You never know. You never know.
Did you think the van had some Nazi past, or?
No, not necessarily. I want to find out whether the guy's got if he's got a criminal record that he's not telling me about. So, Johnny comes back and says, well, no, but the guy's from Switzerland. And I said, and Johnny said, well, where did he say he was from? I said, he didn't say, but I'm assuming he was German. And Johnny said, no, he's from Switzerland. He comes from Lake Geneva. And I just went, oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, I just... What's wrong with you, Phil? You still don't get it, huh?
No, okay. Let's pretend I do get it. Okay, so...
So I went from thinking that I was sitting down and breaking bread with and taking a check from and being on retainer to Adolf Hitler. And it turned out to be the guy that made that kid with the wooden nose, whatever that...
Geppetto.
Yeah, Geppetto from the Nokia, you know, the Pinocchio. Who makes the phone?
That's Nokia.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. It's Nokia makes the phone, and the kid is named Pinocchio.
Oh yes, Phil's right. Pinocchio is the boy, and the phone is Pinocchio. Oh, not Pinocchio. I'm sorry. It's Nokia.
Yeah. Okay. So I said to this guy, I go, it's nice to meet you, and I said, I called him Geppetto by mistake because he came back the next day. I said, well, Geppetto, I said, and I did the joke, which everybody does. I said, and I hope that little kid you made, I hope he's not lying down one night and telling lies and your wife sits on him. It was very awkwardly told. And
that is such a juvenile and old joke, and you actually pulled it out on this guy.
Excuse me, Margaret, but I know how to conduct affairs with my clients, okay? Is that all right with you?
Yeah, but I agree with Margaret.
Who's that?
It's Phil Henry, the host of the show. You ready for this?
Do you even know what you're talking about, Phil?
I didn't know. I got Margaret in one ear and I got this railroad, this boxcar in the other ear. And
well, where are you?
I'm in a boxcar.
I thought...
You thought, yeah, the car broke down, so I had to hop a freight train. So I...
All right,
Well, why did you... Just because he's in a boxcar, you hung up on him? My God, is that elitist of you?
No, it's just... It's getting too weird. There comes a point when it just gets too weird. It's the one thing about this guy, you know, I got a client, he's from Germany, I thought it was Hitler, now it's Geppetto, and make sure that little kid doesn't tell lies and your wife sits on him. Okay, I understand, that's whack. Now we're in... Didn't we just wonder whether he was in a boxcar?
I did. I said, is he in a boxcar? And you said, ha, 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 no, he's not, he's in his car. And I felt humiliated, and now we find out he is.
You're right, General.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up about you, Mr. Henry.
Don't give me that bull crap, because you guys didn't think he was in a boxcar either. You thought he was in his car. All right, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. We're going to come back next hour with our good friend Don Berman. Join us online at philhenryshow.com. Gift subscriptions available and a two-tier subscription. Now you can either get audio only or all access. Check it out at philhenryshow.com. And also, it's a great place to shop, obviously, for Christmas for the Phil fan in your life.
Well, I shop there for the Phil fan in my life, and that's me.
Aren't you a sweetie?
That's right. You know, I'm not all bad, Phil. Just most of the time.